And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Now that a tiny bit of sanity has finally returned to Washington and the federal government is back up and running, it's time to ask a few questions of the McCrory administration in Raleigh. Most importantly, why was North Carolina the only state in the country to cut services to poor families during the federal shutdown? State Health and Human Services officials announced last week that because of the shutdown, they were no longer providing nutritional benefits for pregnant women and infants under the federally funded WIC program. That decision prompted widespread outrage, and 2 days later, the officials reversed themselves. Monday, officials at the same department said they were suspending the federally funded Temporary Assistance to Needy Families program that helped more than 20,000 low-income people last month, more than 13,000 of them children. North Carolina was the only state in the country to close down its TANF program. And unlike other states, our Health and Human Services Department also slashed the state's vocational rehabilitation program that provides job training and support for people with disabilities. It was not the shutdown. Other states did not cut off all these programs. The question is, what do the folks running things in Raleigh these days have against poor people? I'm Chris Fitzsimon.